Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our sixth installment of Halachos and Ideas of the Seder. We're going to fast forward a little bit now. God willing, at the end of the series, we'll talk about some ideas from Magid, from the story segment of the Seder, but for now, we're just going to focus on Halachos. So we're going to fast forward to the eating of the matzah. I first want to just explain what's going on after people have washed and when you make the brachos on the matzah. I think a lot of people find it confusing. There's three matzahs. Each matzah serves a function at this juncture, at least for part of the time. The most important matzah is possibly the middle matzah. The middle matzah, if you remember, we discussed last time that when you break the matzah into two, you keep the smaller segment of the matzah to remind of the poor man's bread experience with slavery in Egypt, the lechem oni. That matzah is essential to fulfillment of the mitzvah of eating matzah Seder night. One thing. Then there's a separate issue. This Seder is Yom Tov dinner. So we know that at every Yom Tov meal, we need lechem mishnah. We need to make hamotzi on two whole loaves, or on this Yom Tov, two whole matzahs. And therefore, in addition to the lechem oni matzah, we need to have two whole matzahs in addition to that. There's some discussion exactly how this works, but the most standard approach is what we're saying right now. Okay, so everybody's washed. The person leading the Seder is ready to make the brachos. The first bracha he makes is hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. That bracha is a standard lechem mishnah approach. So for that, he doesn't need to only be holding the small lechem oni matzah, he certainly also needs to be holding the two whole matzahs. So at that juncture, the person holds all three matzahs. The second bracha is al achilas matzah, the bracha on the mitzvah of eating matzah at the Seder. And therefore, that's not really about the lechem mishnah anymore. You don't need to be holding the bottom matzah because you're not even going to eat any of the bottom matzah right now. And therefore, before you make the bracha of al achilas matzah, you let go of the bottom matzah and you just hold the top whole matzah and the middle partial matzah. Now, there's a whole discussion in the halachic authorities if indeed the hamotzi bracha is going on the whole one, or the hamotzi is going on the partial one, and al achilas matzah is going on the whole one. We discussed one approach, but either way, both brachos should be going on the two top matzahs, and the bottom matzah only needs to be around for the basic lechem mishnah experience. Okay, so now you've made your brachos. The way we described it is that each of the two brachos are going on two different matzahs. So that means if you eat the matzah now, you should really be eating both from the top matzah and the middle matzah. And what would really be great is if you ate a kezayis, the amount of the mitzvah from each matzah. What would really, really be great is if you ate a kezayis from both of those top two matzahs at the same time. And that's the idea. I'm sure many people are familiar with this picture, that when you're sitting at the Seder, you're given two pieces of matzah, one on top of another, and you're supposed to eat them at the same time. The basic obligation is to eat one kezayis. And also, if you weren't going to eat them at the same time, the first matzah you would eat would be from the top matzah, that whole matzah. But if it's at all possible, we try to eat a kezayis of each, and we try to eat them at the same time. Now, obviously, many of us at our Seder don't have enough matzah from the top or middle matzah to independently eat a kezayis, and many of us need to add to the total matzah, so then after we've gotten our piece of the top matzah and piece of the bottom matzah, we supplement some matzah from the general matzah box, and that's fine. There's a lot of different opinions about how much matzah you're supposed to eat. What I consider to be a pretty standard approach is that if you're talking about the hand matzahs, at this juncture, you should be eating a total of a half of a hand matzah. One more question that arises is, do you put salt on the matzah when you eat it? It's a standard practice. When a Yom Tov meal, you make lechem mishnah, you make the bracha of hamotzi, you put salt on the challah, or in Pesach, on the matzah. So there's different opinions. I believe there's also a divergence here between Ashkenazim and Sephardim. Standard Ashkenazi practice is not to put salt on the matzah. This matzah is lechem oni, poor man's bread. It's a little bit strange to be embellishing it with salt. I believe standard Sephardic practice is to put salt on the matzah like we would do for any other Pesach meal. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.